tell me some good news.
Hey, what's up, Brian? You got a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I've got some feedback here from underwriting. So your credit came back at a 537, which,
whoa.
Yeah, it didn't allow us to get you into a lot of our more A-tier programs. You know, it looks like you've been shopping around a lot, and that, you know, every one of those is a ding on your credit. So that was, you know, made things pretty hard at first. The ending balance for July was negative $69. It was 200 in August 31st. So, you know, they think you're pretty over leveraged here as far as income to debt ratio goes for the business. However, we were able to get you like a second chance kind of band-aid loan. You know, it's definitely not what you were exactly looking for, but it's like $5,000 for like 3.25 months, or like 3 1/3 months. It's like $118 a day. Is that like something that you're interested in at all, or?
$5,000 at 118 a day.
Yeah.
How long? What's the payback?
The payback, let me do the math real quick. $5,261. Yeah, it's a high risk program. I think the payback comes down to $8,000 in 3 months. So, it's the only for a band-aid cash flow. Yeah, it definitely wouldn't be something you would use to pay off a loan like you were thinking about using this capital for.
Yeah, that's something they use. What about my partner in Texas?
I haven't been able to. I need to get an app to do his credit. I need you to have him sign a.
I sent you an app for him.
You sent me the old one, right?
Was that not BankerCardis?
No, that was an application from a different lender. Let me go back. I'll find it. Yeah, because, you know, I'd like to see if we could do something for him. It looks like. So I sent you an application. You gave me his bank statements. So, yeah, I see his bank statements. I sent you another app. You sent me a competitor's app. Where is that? I remember seeing it here too. Oh, where'd it go? Yeah, I don't see an application. I saw the application from. There's another lender that you'd gave me his application for, but we need one on with our name on it, just for legal reasons. Oh, it's a JPEG image. I don't know why it's not. Why won't this image? Yeah, I remember seeing it yesterday. I did take a look at it. It's pretty much the exact same questions we would answer or ask, but. Here.
Yeah, I know. I figured that would, you know, get it in.
We can't pull the credit. Okay, here it came up. It's just a giant image for some reason. That's the way it's got sent through. It's from Merchant Source. John C. Spiller, is that your buddy's name?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah. So we just need an application with his signature with one of our apps on it.
And then, okay.
Did you send me the taxes too? I see the bank statements.
Asked him for taxes.
Yeah, we need taxes and application. Here, I'll send you another email with another application and just saying we need taxes.
It's funny because Fora Financial came back to me with $22,000.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I've definitely heard of them before. We work with them.
They want me to take Bluevine and try to get that, which is a line of credit, to be a monthly payment. As long as they do a monthly payment, they'll fund it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you know, take that deal. If Fora got you 22 G's, what's your payback? I'll tell you how good the deal is. What's it look like?
I didn't even get that far because they need me to, you know, get Bluevine to. Make it monthly, which I don't think is going to be a big deal. I mean, I've already been making
it. It's a line of credit, right? It shouldn't be an issue.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we just, you know, for the reasons I listed, is, you know, the biggest thing is, well, I guess the three biggest things is, like, over-leveraged, low balances, the credit's not there. Usually we can work around the credit. It was more so the being over-leveraged and, like, looking at your bank accounts, like, you might have not been able to make those extra payments, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm obviously spending a lot of money to generate what I'm doing.
Exactly. It just, they're nuanced in, you know, if you have any NSFs, if you have negative balances in the eyes of an underwriter, that's basically...
If you notice how many the bank credited me back, you know, Bank of America is ruthless.
Yeah.
They credited me a lot of back because it's their, I've been a victim of identity theft and there were fraud checks written out of that account, fraudulent ACHs out of that account. So those those NSF fees were reversed, if you look at it.
When did that all happen?
In July and August.
Oh, really? Okay.
If you looked at the credits, I've been received credits for just about every overdraft fee.
I see. Oh, that makes a lot more sense. And you know what? Like, that just might be something that they couldn't work around and Fora understood the situation better. We know them, they've been in the industry for a while. They're a little bit more, I guess, high risk, you would call them. They don't care as much for certain factors that would kill some of our deals and programs, such as, you know, negative balance for July. Like, in the eyes of an underwriter, that's basically, you know, a customer, that's a default. Like,
I can understand that.
So, I mean, yeah, if you want to just telling you my professional advice, if Fora is willing to give you what you said they give you, I would take that. But, you know, you're always welcome to, we have your credit and everything, that's all good. I think it's for, like, a month or two, we can keep the same pool, so you might not even have to pull it next time. Just need some updated bank statements. Maybe your credit will go up a little bit in a month or two, and we could just get a really quick reapply. It won't really cost you anything. It's not going to ding credit, like I said. So that's where we're at, basically.
They don't look at my business credit, which is great.
They do look at the business credit. They also look at the personal credit, but it's more of the over leveraged and the balances than the credit, because they, like, these are revenue based loans, you know. Your interest rates and paybacks and stuff are predicated on risk and credit factors, but as far as the amount of money that they're willing to lend, that's all revenue. And like I said, Fora might just not be as strict with the NSFs and the negative balances. They maybe just, their risk model is different, or, you know, I don't do any underwriting. I'm not really well versed in that.
Understood.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we can always reapply in another month or two, and all we would need is additional bank statements, and we won't have to pull your credit again.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Yeah, and you know, if you want to have your buddy send me an app still, and the tax returns, we can get him. We'll see what we can get him as well. Hopefully his situation's a little, I know you're not the first person that I've dealt with that had a identity theft, and you know, I've said this before, they almost don't even care. Like, you could tell them and it's backed up and it says it on your report, but it's just a number to them. And you know, at the end of the day, that's just what they're basing it off of. There's
no little
asterisks that, you know, says like, hey, this guy was got his social security taken. They're putting a 537 into that algorithm and running the numbers just like the way it is. So,
yeah. And the prick opened a bank account.
Really? Who did you say it was? An employee? Was that, did we were talking about this before the other day, remember?
No, it wasn't an employee. It was a friend of my roommate's.
Really?
Yep.
Just going in your house and just stealing
shit? Walked out with a wallet.
That's all
walked
you needed?
Walked out with a wallet. Yeah, it had just about half my credit cards, my driver's license, and a social security card.
Did he look like you? I always wondered how this happens. Did it just go all online?
All online.
Wow.
All online. The bank called me.
And would they?
Because I guess they ran my, they pulled my credit. They saw the phone number and the address difference, and they asked Fifth Third, said, "Did you open an account online with us?" I said, "Who? What? No."
Wow, that's man, just hope that doesn't happen to me. But yeah, that's so easy for, you know, I have roommates. I live, you know, I don't live by myself yet, and you know, something that, like you said, you just get a wallet. You've got your ID, credit card, social. God knows what else is in there.
Every single one of my cards got whacked, but I mean, obviously they gave me the money back. Shell gas card tried to say it wasn't fraud, and you know, I laughed at them. I said, you know, send me the form. They still never resent me the form so I could sign it and they could look at the signature. And I said, why don't you pull the fucking tape and I'll send you a picture of me. It was, and better yet, I've never walked in your store and bought anything other than pumped diesel or premium unleaded. This motherfucker went and bought cigarettes and and drinks.
Damn. Wow.
And if you, that's sorry to hear. Algorithm can't notice, if your algorithm can't catch all of a sudden somebody's buying food and beverages and no gas, and you notice I've only bought gas and paid it in full and never went above $200 in a month, how the hell did you allow $500 in food purchases?
Yeah, whoa, he just used it as a grocery store, pretty much.
No, it was Shell gas station.
No, I'm saying he used it as his grocery store. He just went with your Shell card and just to, you know, getting some snacks, chips, coffee.
He had the munchies.
Yeah, and guess what? You know, he's paying 2-3 times what you would at a grocery store anyway, you know, but who cares? It's all free to him.
He didn't care. It's free to him, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't his money.
Whatever happened to that guy? Did they track him down, the police, or?
I'm going to put a bullet in him, to be quite honest, because he had a warrant. They picked him up, and he was out in a day, so that means he's, you know, obviously some type
walking
of scumbag
around
that they're working with. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's sorry and to hear that, man.
Navy Federal Credit Union told me, as long as I don't get pulled over with him in my trunk, and I can get them to Miami, they'll take them and put them in the brig.
Really?
And they'll never see them again. I said, are you kidding me? Because I'm half tempted to do it. She goes, as long as you don't get pulled over, we're the Navy.
We should buy him an all-expense-paid trip to Miami, Florida, and meet him down there.
Well, he's local in Florida. I don't know. I just put a bag over his head and throw him in the trunk. As long as I can make it to Miami, I'm good.
Yeah, was that a 40-minute drive? Not even.
Yeah, as long as I don't get pulled on the way, I'm good. He's just beep beep. Got something for? I got a package in my trunk, and it's not a bomb. It's for you.
That's actually pretty funny, bro.
I'm here to make a deposit.
Yeah, take this guy. I don't want to see him again. Put him in the safety deposit box.
That's it.
All right. Hey, well, if you want to get me John's application and taxes, if he's still interested, and like I said, you can always come reapply with us if you do have any questions. If Fora, you know, gives you anything that you're not unsure of, you could always come ask me here, you know, any advice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem, Brian. We'll stay in touch. I'll give you a call in a month or two just to kind of follow up and check in. All right. Sounds good, man. Take care.